From the WLRN Tallahassee Bureau, I'm Gina Jordan. An estimated 4,000 people died in Florida last year from heroin or opioid overdoses. As opioid abuse has become more of a problem across the country, a handful of states have declared a public health emergency. Governor Rick Scott has not declared an emergency, despite calls from South Florida leaders. Palm Beach County State Attorney Dave Ehrenberg heads the Sober Home Task Force.
We have been focused on cleaning up the sober home and drug treatment industries that have contributed to the record number of opiate deaths here in Palm Beach County. And we want the governor to know what we're doing, the scope of the epidemic, and to consider the calls for a state of emergency.
Last year, there were fewer than a dozen reported cases of the Zika virus when Governor Scott declared a public health emergency in four counties. He issues emergency declarations when tropical storms and hurricanes are heading toward Florida. He also recently declared a state of emergency because of wildfires around the state. Senate Minority Leader Oscar Brainin has asked Scott to declare an emergency, just as the governor did in 2011 to fight pill mill clinics. I sat down with Senator Brainin in his office at the Capitol.
The issue of opioids has been something that has caused death, has caused families to be separated, has caused a health crisis in our emergency rooms, a health crisis with our first responders. These are things that we think are a health crisis versus being a drug crisis. I believe that the proper way to deal with some of these addictive behaviors, sicknesses is to deal with it from a health perspective.
What criteria does the governor use to determine when a public health declaration is warranted?
That's a very good question. You know, if I look at something like Zika, people were not dying, but it was a health emergency because it could have put a strain on the health resources of the state of Florida. And that's exactly what this opioid crisis is doing. So the Department of Health is his arm on the executive branch that tells him that there is something that is straining our department or something that is affecting the health of Floridians to the point that rises to where we need to call a state of emergency.
Huge problem, obviously, in South Florida. Specifically, Palm Beach County reported almost 600 deaths last year from opioid overdoses, and that's about twice as many as the year before. Yeah. How would declaring a public health emergency change the fight against opioid abuse and overdoses?
We have money in reserve. When you declare a state of emergency, it implies that we can take these extraordinary steps to put money in things like treatment, put money in things like our first responders, put money in things like Narcan to help with overdoses. When you have this many deaths going on, there's a 911 call being made for each and every one of those. That puts quite the financial strain on these local municipalities. Then we talk about after the overdose and people that want treatment, because if we're going to stop this, we've got to think about the next step. I don't know that we need to arrest them and put them in jail. I think what we need to do is get them help. And that also costs money. And that's another thing that we would use that money for.
We know the governor isn't afraid of issuing emergency declarations. Why do you think the opioid epidemic is different for the governor?
It's hard for me to answer that question. When I wrote the letter, I fully believed that he would declare a state of emergency because I thought that the circumstances existed if I look back at all of his other state of emergencies.
I did check in with the governor's office to see if a declaration is officially off the table. And what they said is, we've started these public workshops. They'll be starting up soon. And we want to hear what everyone has to say. How do you feel about those workshops and that response?
I think it's very obvious what's happening in the public. People are dying. So you need to have a workshop to hear, well, my son died of an overdose. My daughter died of an overdose. It is happening, and more people die every day. I think it is a positive thing that these people will get the opportunity to express to him that this is real.
That was Senate Minority Leader Oscar Brainin. You can see the letter he wrote to Governor Scott, as well as the statement from the governor's office at WLRN.org. From the WLRN Tallahassee Bureau, I'm Gina Jordan.